tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and Adam Abdallah is our producer this week. We're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. If you have something you think might be valuable, check with us 312-332-3776, and we'll try to give you our best estimate of what we think that item might sell for in a current auction. Also, you can tweet me an item. If you tweet to TCrownTom is my Twitter ID and we use it on the air, you'll get in the drawing, and we're giving away this week. Last week's winner didn't pick up, so we're giving away the four Leaf football blaster boxes, which have two autographs per blaster box. And then we're adding a box of 2014 Topps Series 2 Jumbo Baseball. I got it all out, Vince.
Well done.
So, Vince, what will the winner do when you do the pick the drawing at the end of the show? What do they have to do to get the prize?
Just email me, Vince at ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, and we'll set up a delivery time at your convenience free of charge.
Vince at ercdelivery.com. And then Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions. You're working now on your August auction where you'll have some of the items on display at the National in Cleveland, correct, Bill?
Yeah, this is our, for lack of a better way to say it, our signature auction of the year that we kind of build all of our other auctions around this, starting about in January when people call us with certain things. I try and ask them if they are not in a hurry to sell it, if it's a neat item, if they would mind waiting until August and have it featured in the National. And we start to gather items as far back as January for this big auction.
Are you the person, or how do you guys decide what goes on the cover of your catalog, Bill? Is that
that's kind of Josh and Mike Henry, who designs our catalog for us. They kind of just have an array of things. They try and do things that look, you know, nice on display. I mean, sometimes we may have a really neat item, but it just doesn't show well. It can be a 57 set that's in beautiful condition, but you can't put that on the cover of a catalog, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Now, one thing we know is going to be in that auction is that you have one of the 3D boxes from the gentleman who stopped in at T-Crown, and actually Vince was in when we saw a couple of those that he had.
That was amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing.
Who do you have in the August auction? Which one did you get? Is it a Bill Veeck?
Bill Veeck, yeah.
Bill Veeck. Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah, that thing is, I mean, that's a who knows type of thing.
That,
I mean,
really could, is, yeah.
You know, it could get no bids, it could get one bid, or it could just be going all night long.
Yeah, you could see a couple of guys really going after that. That'll be interesting to see how that does. Now, are you going to have that on display at the National?
Absolutely. The whole shadow box all lit up and everything.
Oh, yeah, that'll look cool.
I'd be surprised if they don't put that on the cover of the catalog as one of the, you know, one of the collage items.
It's a great photo of a young Bill Veeck. I mean, you didn't realize, like, I always remember him being hobbling around and really old, and he was a studly guy at a young age like that. He was the guy who actually came up with the vines at Wrigley Field too, Bill Veeck. That's kind of interesting. Now, soccer has officially hit the big time in the United States. Adam, I'm pretty sure about this, that aren't they having at 5 o'clock in Grant Park today a big video of the U.S. soccer game?
They're having it where the Blackhawks had their last championship rally.
Okay, and they're predicting probably thousands of people will be there.
I would say the tens of thousands, yeah.
Yeah. And not only that, but now they also a big-name soccer player has been arrested for assault. So they're officially in the big time now. Hope Solo.
Yeah, soccer's really putting its name out there.
it's got it. It's all going now. And I happen to have a Hope Solo autograph on eBay right now. And it doubled in value after all this publicity over the weekend.
So coincidental.
Yeah, isn't that something? It'll be interesting to see what the details are as that comes out. But so now give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll try to get back to the reason we're here, to try to give you some idea of the value of your collectibles, what they might go for in a current auction. And we're giving away a Top Series 2 Jumbo Baseball Box and 4 Leaf Football Blaster Boxes. And John from Hoffman Estates leads it off. What do you have there, John? Hello, John.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up? You're on the air.
Okay, I got a couple things. I've got a Jake LaMotta glove.
Oh, that's cool.
And I got, I've got a Bobby Knight 1976 basketball, championship basketball signed.
Is it by Bobby Knight or by the, is that a team
Bobby
sign?
Knight. Just Bobby Knight.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I've got a Mellott baseball, which is also signed by the entire Giants team.
What year Giants?
I'm not sure. My father got it from Mellott. He lived next door to his sister.
Wow, really?
When he was a young kid. So it was, I'd say my father was born in like 1919, so it was probably 1925.
Wow, Bill Huggins, what do you think of that ball, a Giants ball with Mellott? That's probably the most valuable of the trio, don't you think?
Oh, a single-side Mellott ball brings $25,000 to $100,000.
Whoa!
Unfortunately, when you have what he's got is probably, John, I think what you have is a Giants team ball, probably from the 30s or early 40s, when I was with the Giants. And those balls, depending on the strength of the signatures and everything, they're in the $1,500 to $3,000 range.
Still not bad at all.
If you could find my father, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Bill Huggins?
No, I was going to say, if you could find a single signed one there, John, that, like Tom was saying, that's the toughest of all the 500 home run hitters is Mellott. I mean, Babe Ruth is probably the most famous one, but there's a lot of Babe Ruth balls out there. Same with Jimmy Fox.
Yeah, very cool.
Did I just not sign a lot of stuff?
What's that, Vince?
I was just saying, did Mellott just not sign a lot of stuff? His stuff is so much more valuable, it seems, to a comparable player in that period.
Yeah, he just didn't. I don't think he got asked as much as Fox and Ruth to sign stuff.
That makes sense.
Ruth was such an outgoing guy, too. It seemed like wherever he went, there was a whole entourage with him. So,
according to JSA, he's still signing.
Yeah, right. The Riverview guy is on now. Riverview guy, this is an important question we have for you this week, Riverview guy. Do you know, don't you, that Vince Clemente was born on the day of the Brock and Broglio trade, right, Riverview guy?
Yes.
Okay. Now, last week, what item did you call about last week, Riverview guy?
I forgot what I called about last week. Oh yeah, it was the Brock and Broglio autograph.
Okay, Vince, take it away.
I'd like to purchase that from you and make a deal right over the radio right now. What do you want for that?
Unfortunately, I already sold it.
Oh, you're kidding!
I had to break the news to Vince.
How disappointing!
I didn't know he really that you guys coincided like that. I didn't know that.
Well,
if you were related in some way,
if the buyer of that is listening, please contact me, Vince@ercdelivery.com. I'm very interested in purchasing that from you.
A Cubs program signed by Broglio and Brock. Vince, you're probably in the $75 range on that, maybe.
Sure, yeah. But if it's got to be a little higher, I'll go.
Riverview guy, you just lost your slot. He gone.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I can't believe he sold it right out from under you. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of Topps Series 2 Jumbo Baseball from 2014, which is a hot commodity, and four 2014 Leaf Football Blaster Boxes, which each blaster box has two autographs. Not necessarily the greatest player selection in those, but you do get two autographs per blaster box. So give us a call. If you have a question about the value of an item, 312-332-3776. And we'll try to let you know what your item might be worth. We have Josh from Frankfurt on the line. What do you have there, Josh?
I got a CPAC from Old Bush Stadium, signed by Stan Musial, Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, Ozzie Smith, Red Schoendieff, and just wondering what that was worth, and then if I should continue to get Cardinals Hall of Famers to sign it.
Oh, yeah, Hall of Famers would be, you got to keep the Hall of Famers on that. You didn't say Kurt Flood was on there, right? It was all Hall of Famers that are on it.
Yeah, it's all Hall of Famers. So the only one that currently I would need would be, like, Bruce Sutter.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's other Cardinal Hall of Famers, I suppose, that are still living. But what do you think of the value of that, Bill Huggins? That's probably maybe $200-$300, you think?
Oh, if not a little bit more than that, Josh. That's a great item. And I would think that, as Tom was saying, that's probably something that you should continue to fill that thing up. You get 8 or 10 or whatever Hall of Famers on that thing, you're going to get into $1,000 plus or more.
Yeah, that's what collectors, you're already ahead of the game because you kept Hall of Famers. A lot of times collectors will say, oh, I've got this neat item, I'll get anybody on it that I can. And it's always good to have a theme to your autographed items, and having Cardinal Hall of Famers on a seat back, that's a great theme, and you'll always have demand from Cardinal fans for that. So great item, Josh. Keep going with it.
All right, thanks.
Okay, next on the line we have Rich from West Dundee. What do you have here, Rich?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
I have a Davy Crockett card set from 1955, the green backs and the orange backs.
Ooh.
In good condition. And I also have a photo of Marge Schott sitting with her dog Shotzi at a...
okay, let's go back to Davy Crockett there, Rich. Bill Huggins, some of those non-sports sets from the 50s and 60s go for some big money. Have you ever had the Davy Crockett set?
As a matter of fact, I was just at a consigner's house in Northern Virginia last week, and he consigned both complete sets of the Davy Crockett, the orange and the green, to us. Depending on condition, that's going to be the total determining factor, but in reasonably nice condition, the pair of those sets will bring $400 to $700.
Wow, not bad, Rich. I wish I had the Davy Crockett music to play right now. From
in this photo, I have a Marv Schott. You autographed it for me. Would it be more value if I got Shotzi's paw print on it at the time?
It definitely would. It would. Maybe a little drool spot on there from Shotzi. Yeah, that would be good, Rich.
And JSA can authenticate that paw print.
Yeah, right. Okay, thanks for the call, Rich.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
They have a canine division, do they?
Yes, they do. They do. I think the horses also, yes. Secretariat, whoever.
Equestrian, the whole division, all the animals.
Dan from Skokie's on the line. What's new, Dan?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hello.
I have a 1966 Wilson College All-Star Football signed by the entire team. Back in the day when the All-Stars would play the pros at Wrigley Field or at Soldier Field.
Yeah, that was big time. Now, who are some of the bigger names on that particular year? 66?
Well, LaFone was on that team. I wish I had it in front of me. I'm driving. I've been wondering for years what it would be worth.
Yeah, let's see. That was after Sayers and Butkus. It was that. I'm trying to think who in 66. That might not have been that big of a year, but they played the Packers that year?
I believe so.
So, but it's the All-Stars who signed it.
Correct. College All-Stars.
Have you had that particular year, Bill?
I don't remember if we've had that particular year, Dan. If you get the ball in front of you one day and you want to give me a call in the office and could read some names off to me, be happy to try and get a little better idea as far as what it may be worth. And if it's something that does have some better names in the condition, and you're interested in selling it, we certainly would have a market for that, Dan.
The number at Huggins and Scott Auctions is 866-462-2273. So you can give Bill Huggins a call anytime during the week at that phone number. It's time for a short break now. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 o'clock Central Time. We're on every Sunday, 7 to 8. And we're giving away to one caller or tweeter a box of 2014 Top Series 2 Jumbo Baseball and four Leaf Football Blaster Boxes. So give us a call with a question about the value of your collectible. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. You can call us at 312-332-3776 with a question about your collectibles, sports, pop culture, political, if you think you might have something of value. And also, if you want to get in our drawing, if you tweet me a question, my Twitter ID is tcrowntom, and if we use it on the air, you'll get in the drawing. And I do have a tweet here from Phil from Highland, Indiana, who's a two-time tweeter. Thank you very much. And he has an item that I would actually not mind having. It's a 2005 World Series team-signed White Sox ball. He got all the autos himself, not authenticated. And actually, for your own collection, I mean, there's no 100% true way of knowing that autographs are authentic, even if they're authenticated. I mean, it's nothing's 100% except for seeing the guy sign them in front of you. So for you, for your own collection, I mean, that's perfect that you got them yourself. But Vince was actually looking. I think those are a little lower than they were a few years ago. What'd you find on those,
yeah,
Vince?
One just ended recently with 26 autos, Ozzie Guillen on the sweet spot auto, about $420.
Okay, so yeah, probably $400, $500, maybe $600, depending who all is on it. And that is down, but that's the Chicago World Series winning team from the last 100 years. So so I guess, you know, there'll always be a demand for any of the 2005 White Sox. But I'm not down on the Chicago Cubs. I was telling Vince beforehand, I think I'm finally seeing light at the end of the tunnel. The Chris Bryant looks like he's going to be just an unbelievably good hitter.
He was just recently brought up a level in the
they
minors,
moved
wasn't
him
it?
Up to yep. Triple A. He tore it up in Double A. They moved him up to Triple A, and now they've got this first round pick that they signed this year is already playing in the minors. And Schwarber, I saw him in the batting cage. I didn't know who it was. He was a lefty hitter. Really looked good, and I'm thinking, I think I said to my wife, I go, man, I wonder who that is. It was on the news or something. I go, this guy looks good, and it's Schwarber, and he tore it. They already moved him up to Kane County. So if you're in the Chicago area, you want to go see Schwarber at the Kane County Cougars, go check him out there. It's a good place to, you know, go see a game. But he looks like he's going to be a really good hitter. You got Rizzo and Castro playing well. You're starting to see it coming together. And I honestly, if I have to give kudos to somebody coaching on the current Cubs, I think they might have a really good pitching coach in Chris Bosio.
Yep.
You know, when it seems like every pitcher they get gets better. Have you noticed that since he's been there?
Absolutely.
They used to have the guy with the towel drills all the time that got all the publicity, and everybody would say what a great pitching coach he was, and I never saw anybody get better under him. But Bosio, I think they might have a really good pitching coach there. So I think Cub fans can be encouraged a bit by the future is starting to get a little closer here.
Well, certainly
Tom, you're sure that that light at the end of the tunnel is not a train coming out?
Well,
Bill, now, hey,
it has been for the
here.
Past 105 years, but I think it might actually be sunlight kind of peeking in.
I was going to say, this most hopeful I felt that Sunday morning between 7 and 8 a.m. here. So, Bill, don't ruin that for
yeah,
me now.
Yeah.
Hopeful
yeah,
on the Cubs.
Yeah. Usually I'll have Cub fans calling in and ripping on me for ripping on the Cubs. But I'm actually, I think, I don't know what happened. I think it was, I was watching a Cub game the other day, and Edwin Jackson was pitching, and he had the stirrups pulled up. Now, he's not the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not an Edwin Jackson fan. But it brought me back to when I was a kid in the late 60s and I was a Cub fan. And there was something about it that it brought me back a little bit. And I think it just awakened something in me that's been dormant for about 40 years,
that's
actually.
That's awesome.
So I think I'm starting to kind of, I don't know. I'm still not going to root for him ahead of the White Sox if they're playing the White Sox, but there's something woke up there. I don't know what it is. Maybe I don't know what it is. Let's move on. Charles from Crystal Lake. What do you have there, Charles?
How are you, gentlemen?
Doing well. What's up?
Oh, I was wondering about a ball I have on the value of it. It's in the sweet spot, it has Cal Ripken Jr.
Okay.
And then it has Frank Thomas, Mark McGwire, Bo Jackson, and George Brett.
Now, that's an interesting ball. It's not all Hall of Famers, but it's all sluggers. And, you know, we got injuries, we got football and baseball players, we've got steroids, we've got it all going there. I would think that has some pretty good value. I'm going to say maybe McGwire's still his autographs do better than his cards, it seems like, right now. I'm going to say maybe 300 to 500 on that ball. Are you with me on that, Bill, or you think I'm off?
Yeah, I'm probably on the lower side of that number, but that's a neat ball to keep building on, though.
Yeah, maybe big sluggers. They don't have to be Hall of Famers, but get Jose Abreu on that ball, maybe. Oh, speaking of, now, here's another story. Speaking of Jose Abreu. Yesterday at Tea Crown, a young gentleman, a new collector named Avi, was in with his dad, and his dad was buying him a box of cards. And they had said the last time they were in, they got a Bowman box, and they pulled a Jose Abreu autograph, numbered to 500. I think it's the autograph refractor. And the dad, I think, was trying to get Avi to sell that Abreu card. Don't do it, Avi. Hang on to that baby. I don't think Avi's going to do it. Now they're talking about getting it graded. But Jose Abreu is such a good-looking young power hitter. If he can just keep from hitting himself with the bat when he gets mad when he makes... I don't want to see him do what Carlos Quinton used to do. I think Carlos Quinton broke a bone in his wrist one time hitting his wrist with the bat after he whiffed. Don't do that, Jose. Just be calm when you make an out. Everybody makes outs. So. Thanks for the call, Charles. Next on the line is Ryan from Uptown. Let's see. Make sure we got the right line here. Ryan, what do you have? Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I have a 2003 Cubs NLCS pennant. Now, that says they won, but they ended up actually losing to the Marlins, and I know that those are supposed to be field destroyed, but I got one, and I got Carlos Zambrano to sign it.
Huh. Now, that was at a low point for my Cubby love at that point. When I was at T-Crown around the time of the Bartman game, there were more obnoxious Cub fans coming in who knew I was a Sox fan, and we already had the Cubs going into the World Series. The day of the Bartman game, there must have been 7 or 8 different guys that were giving me a really hard time. And I was like, guys, this is the Cubs. Don't get ahead of yourselves. And then the Bartman game happened that night. So, but I don't think you have a whole lot of value to that pennant and Zambrano's signature. He ended up being just turning into basically a dud. Maybe, what do you think, Bill, $50 for that item, 25 to 50?
Unless you found the right guy who was really excited about it.
Yeah, I don't, that would be, I don't know where you'd go to find that guy, to be honest.
Clemente.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Vince, you into that? No, he wants,
I want the real thing.
He's still crying about the Brolio
Brock that Riverview guy sold, yeah.
Okay, somebody out there has a double signed Brock Brolio. Make Vince Clemente's day, will you? Call up 312-332-3776. Tell him what you have and what you'll sell it to Vince for. But now Vince isn't going to pay any price. It has to be a good price. Ray from Roselle's on the line. What do you have there, Ray?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Morning.
Yeah, mainly a hockey collector, but I've got some game bats.
Oh, well, that's good stuff.
Yeah, well, I just wondering, I know hockey, but I don't know, the baseball part. But these are Frank Thomas with his batting gloves, Griffey with the gloves, and Sandberg with the gloves.
Wow, all game used bats and gloves?
Yes.
How does a hockey guy come up with this stuff, Ray?
Well, some guys wanted some hockey sticks, and we traded, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, typically the bats will, I don't know, I'm not going to say they'll do better than hockey sticks, because depends.
I got a Gretzky stick, too. Now you're going to tell me.
That's what I was just going to say. It depends who the guy is. Now, obviously, okay, Bill Huggins, what would a Gretzky game-used stick, like, let's say, from Edmonton go for, compared to, say, a Griffey game-used bat and gloves?
Gretzky's going to beat Griffey in that.
Yes. I agree with you. But probably
not by a lot, really. Griffey stuff is still very, very desirable. Both of those things, Griffey and or Gretzky, would be, you know, in the several thousand dollar range.
Did you realize they were that valuable, Ray?
No.
Yeah. Are you going to call Bill Huggins soon and see if you can hear that from a Huggins and Scott auction?
So he's saying Thomas and Griffey, or he's talking single, right? Just Griffey.
The Griffey bat and gloves, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So now he'd be more than Thomas, but it's actually good to have a bat and gloves. You know, it's better than just having a bat. You'd take all three of those with, what would you do them as, separate auctions or together in one auction, Bill?
As far as what? The
Sandberg, Thomas, and Griffey bats and gloves.
They would go individually.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Those are all big, you know, time.
Now, the gloves don't get a lot, but they're a nice little addition to put with the bat as a lot, meaning the bat and the gloves from each of those guys would be great for our auction. Now, Thomas and Sandberg are going to be, I think, less than Griffey because they're just,
right,
there's more of them out there.
Yeah, but maybe you could still get them into the Huggins and Scott August auction, where they're going to have some stuff on display the National, Ray.
Yeah, Ray, if you're interested in selling those, call me during the week at our office, and I'll be happy to revisit this with you and let you know kind of all the details and everything about how we would do this.
Sounds good to me.
Welcome down.
Okay, very good. Next on the line, we have a call from Jacksonville, Florida. So let's get John here in the middle and get him on. Are you actually in Jacksonville now, John?
I am.
Okay, are you listening online?
On my iPhone.
Oh, very cool, on the iPhone. Very nice.
Technology.
So, yeah. Now, Vince, is he going to be in the drawing?
Absolutely.
So, John, actually, if you win, being in Jacksonville, Florida, Vince from ERC Delivery, he's not going to drive down there and hand it to you, but he will ship you the prize,
absolutely,
John.
Absolutely. No charge.
If you win. So what do you have?
Well, I have the 2014. I have a team helmet signed. I have the draft class signed. And then I got Tony Vaselli football signed, too.
Okay, so you have the Jags draft class from 2014 on a helmet?
On a football, and then I got the whole team right now on a helmet as well, and then I got Tony Vaselli football.
Okay, well, so Bortles is on there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully, you know, it's kind of amazing. Bortles went third overall, and all anybody's talking about collectible-wise and card-wise is Johnny Manziel. But, you know, obviously the Jags think Bortles is the guy, so it'll be interesting to see how good he is. If he turns out to be a big-time quarterback, Bill, down the road, what type of value do you think that would be if, let's say, he turns out to be like another Aaron Rodgers?
Well, John, that's what you have is a perfect item to put on hold, but don't bury it too deep. I mean, you want to sell this thing as soon as he's on Sports Center and on the cover and they start winning.
Yeah.
The what if, once he starts to become a star, is going to far outweigh the actual results at the end of the thing.
So let's say the first week in October, Bortles throws for 425 yards. John, contact Bill Huggins. Get it in there as fast as you can.
Now, on the
October auction, that's for sure.
Now, on the team helmet, too, I also got Shad Khan signed, too, and the coach. Does that make a big difference, too, on the team helmet signed?
What do you think, Bill?
Who?
The owner.
Oh.
The owner and the coach.
That's a plus, without a doubt. Owners are big-time collectors. They're much tougher to get than the players, believe it or not.
And he's a pretty big name, actually, so I think that might help that quite a bit. Maybe you ought to put that in a Huggins and Scott auction anyway and see what happens. Maybe wait and put it in the October auction and hope Bortles is doing something. You never know.
But
keep it in mind, John.
All right, thank you.
And I hope things go well for you there in Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks for calling. Okay. Next, well, we've got time for one quick one here before the break. Let's see what Pete from Northbrook has. What do you have there, Pete?
Hi. I have signed, authenticated college jerseys, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird.
Whoa. That's nice. Now, they're not game-worn. They're just...
Right, not game-worn.
Yeah. Well, that's a good... You have three different jerseys, Jordan, Magic, and Bird. You're probably looking... Oh, close to $2,000 for the three of them, I would think, if you had them in Chicago. I don't think an MJ North Carolina jersey sells as well as a Upper Deck Authenticated Bulls. Are these Upper Deck Authenticated?
I'm not sure, quite frankly.
Okay, that would be kind of important. The Upper Deck does the best for Jordan stuff especially. But, yeah, you're probably looking at least $1,500 to $2,000 on the three of them. A great item. So it's time for a short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi and Bill Huggins. We're on till 8 a.m. taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a prize. So call us and hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and Adam Abdallah is our producer this week. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. And if you have a question about the value of a collectible, sports, pop culture, political, we'll get you in a drawing for this week's prize, a box of 2014 Top Series 2 Jumbo Baseball and four Leaf football blaster boxes, which those each have two autographs per blaster box. So it's a good prize this week. And Vince's company, ERC Delivery, will deliver free of charge right to your door. So give us a call at 312-332-3776. There's rumors. This is a big week for the NBA and the Bulls. There's rumors of them maybe getting Aaron Aflalo in a trade. He's a two guard that averaged, I think, 18 points. Real good player, smart player. It'd be a really good pickup. Carmelo makes all the sense in the world to the Bulls if he decides to do something else. And they pick up Aflalo, maybe get Mirotić in and have at least one draft pick. And you got Rose healthy. They're still in good shape. I'd like to see him get Carmelo, but if they don't get him, they can still go into next year in really good shape, if you know, with the right move. So this is going to be a really fun week to watch, I think, to see what the Bulls do and to see what LeBron and Carmelo do, actually. It should be interesting. Steve from Oak Park's on the line. What do you have there, Steve?
I have a 69 National League Spalding. Warren Giles was the president, signed pretty good signature of Roberto Clemente.
Whoa!
Seaver. Gibson, Rose.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Clemente by himself. Woo.
No.
Whoa.
Yes. Red Chandines is on the sweet spot. Walter Alston signed it.
So it's all Hall of Famers, including...
But Chris Cannizzaro's on there. So I don't know how.
Yeah. All right, Steve, what were you thinking? This is an all-star baseball.
All-star baseball.
Oh, 69. Okay. So that's okay. All right, so what do you think of that, Bill? It's a 69 All-Star Baseball. That's why Chris Cannizzaro would be on.
Yep, and Dennis Minkie.
Okay, I remember both those guys. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. You think you got about $1,000 for that ball, Bill? Bill Huggins, I guess.
I shocked him so much.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm going to say you're probably looking, depending on how nice the ball is, probably $1,000 or so. And hopefully we'll have Bill Huggins back on here in a little while.
Do you think about Frank Thomas' game-used bat when he was about, I think, maybe his first or second year, broken?
Completely cracked in half?
No, just a crack in it?
That doesn't really hurt having a crack in it. And I'm thinking for a Thomas, you're looking at least $500, and it'll be more than that.
Mm-hmm. If I could get it signed?
It doesn't hurt to get it signed, but you don't have to. A game used bat, you don't have to get signed.
Gotcha.
Okay, you there yet, Bill Huggins?
I'm here.
Okay, we missed you there for a second. A 69 National League All-Star signed baseball with Clemente. The good side, it's got guys like Clemente. Then it also has Chris Cannizzaro on it. What do you think of the value of that one?
That would be a kind of a defining signature as to when it was from.
Yeah.
The Cannizzaro. And, I mean, gosh, Steve, the 69 All-Star ball, yeah, you could be talking 1,000 or more depending on the strength of the signatures and all.
Yeah, Clemente's signature is pretty good. The ones that signed in black ink, not very good. But the blue ink, bench looks good. Burroughs looks good. Seaver looks good.
And Clemente
looks really good. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, that's the one.
If that's something you're interested in selling, by all means, give me a call during the week. I'd be happy to go over the details about including that in our next auction.
Huggins and Scott Auctions is 866-462-2273. He also has a Frank Thomas game used bat, Bill, so he's got a nice combo there. Steve from Buffalo Grove's been waiting. Thanks for waiting, Steve. What do you have?
I've got a three-piece Usher board set from the old Chicago Stadium back from the auction in 94. And the third board is signed by Holland Makita. I was wondering what the value of that would be.
Hmm. What do you think of that, Bill?
It's a what again?
It's the actual boards from the old Chicago Stadium.
The hockey boards you're talking about?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Signed by who?
Holland Makita are signed on one of them.
Oh, okay. Holland Makita. Okay.
So they're actually from the old Chicago Stadium.
Yes.
How big is board?
I'm sorry? They're probably about 12 to 14 feet long. It's a three-piece section. One section's only about 2 feet.
The only problem with that, Steve, is sometimes those big, giant things are tough to sell.
They're tough to carry around, too.
Yeah, right. Now, what would ERC Delivery do with these items? You got a truck that could haul that size if you needed to?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That'd probably be a great item for your store.
Yeah, except it's probably bigger than my store, though. That's a thing, but it would be a neat item, Steve. I don't know. What do you think the value of the? What did you pay for them back in '94 in an auction?
Oh, I don't know. Is that going to hurt my trade value here if I tell you?
Well, no. It would just be interesting, Steve.
I got it for $500 in the auction.
Yeah, that's about what I was thinking. Because I was thinking now it would probably be like $600 to $800. So that's about right. But I think it would just be a little too large for T Crown.
Oh, come on! Really, you can put them in there? I'll help you get them in.
All right, Steve. If you back up if you get ERC Delivery to deliver them for you, and you come to T Crown and you find a spot that we can put them up there, and if somebody buys them, you come and bring them down, then maybe we'll work it out, Steve.
I can send you pictures.
Okay, send pictures. If you can put them up on Twitter, I'd actually like to see at least the board with Holland Makita on it. It is gotcha. That is a neat item. I do like it, Steve.
Yeah, and the wife wants me to get them out of the garage already.
Okay. Well, you know, you could always try a garage sale.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to work.
That's not going to work. All right. Well, we'll keep working on that. Jamie, are you in Orlando, Florida?
Yes, I am.
Hey, and now are you also listening on an iPhone, or how are you listening?
Listening on the iPhone.
Very good. Boy, this is we like
that's
this.
Awesome.
Yeah, so what do you have?
I got a couple of items. My mom used to work for WGN back in the 80s and 90s, so she came home with a lot of stuff.
Is she sad that they're probably losing the Cubs?
No, she's a White Sox fan, so that kind of played against her in that role.
So maybe that's why she's no longer working there.
Exactly. I can't remember the few items that I'm pretty sure are worth big money, but there's two that just stick out in my mind. I got a 1993 autographed Scottie Pippen card.
Okay.
And a Bob Love signed basketball.
I think you're around 100 probably on both of them, in the $100 range. You know, both good items. And I'd get that Scottie Pippen, depending on what the card is, I'd probably get maybe put it in a Beckett holder and have him authenticate the autograph and grade it, and that's a really good collectible. Next on the line, let's see who's been waiting the longest. We have Christine from Bloomingdale. What do you have there, Christine?
Hi. I have a Catholic League sports annual from 1956. It has Johnny Lattner on the cover, and I had it signed by him.
Well, that's cool. From 1956,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Bill Huggins, yeah. What do you think of that item?
It's a magazine, Christine?
It is. It was sent out to Catholic schools around Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And it features everybody.
Right. Gosh, I can honestly say that we have never auctioned off an item like that. It certainly could be a one-of-a-kind item. I don't know if we're talking tons and tons of money. It could be a $75 to $100 item. It could be a several hundred-dollar item, depending on who in the rest of the country loves this thing.
Yeah, my first thought was about $100 to $200. So, yeah, I think we're both thinking along the same lines. It's a nice item, Christine. Now, Bill, yeah. Huggins, if she wanted to auction it in a Huggins auction, would you take that?
I'd want to do a little more research as far as what the value of his signature is. But, Christine, if you'd want to call me during the week, I'd be happy
to get some more details. That would be great. Yeah, I kind of got it as a hoot for my grandfather because they played at Fenwick together. So.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
It was kind of one of those things where I happened to find that and say, hey, you know, Grandpa says hi.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. And the great. Number at Huggins and Scott is 866-462-2273. And if you can't work something out with him, maybe you could, if you get it authenticated, I could put it on consignment at T-Crown. All right, next on the line we have Ross from South Bend, Indiana. What's new there, Ross?
Oh, nothing. Just a beautiful day, beautiful weather.
How's Notre Dame football going to be this year?
I think it's going to be interesting, but I think they're going to have a good back seven in the defense. They're still a little bit suspect on the line. They've lost a lot. And I think the offense, it's going to be interesting to see. I think they got the running backs to see how the wide receivers step up.
Yeah, okay. Well, boy, I do work for Notre Dame football, Ross.
No,
you've got you've got a pretty good knowledge. Are you a season ticket holder?
Yeah, I'm also the facilities manager for University Libraries for Notre Dame.
Oh, very good. So you really are up on what they're doing.
Yeah, I get to see all the recruits when they tour campus and stuff. They just had this big thing this weekend for recruits. I get to see all the recruits coming in. They pass them through the library.
Now, what do you think of the Bears signed Jimmy Clausen as a backup? Did you get to see him very often, or what do you think of Jimmy Clausen?
You know, it's he was not my favorite player, and I think, I don't know, I guess maybe a lot of it is just there's a little bit of ego there.
And he may have gotten a little rid of that by being out of football for a while, hopefully.
And that's what I'm hoping. Actually, the skills are there.
Yeah.
It's all there. But historically, him and his brothers haven't proved too well once they got into pro football. But here's what I actually found out, that I have a complete set 1968 tops. My mom, bless her heart, never let me throw anything away.
Ooh.
When I was a kid.
How nice is the Nolan Ryan rookie?
Probably very good.
Okay. So the overall set's probably in the VG condition?
I would say, yeah, very, very close. She kept it in the trunk. She said, I wasn't going to let you throw that away or get rid of it.
What do you think of that, Bill Huggins?
Well, we sell those sets all the time in our auction, Ross. I mean, it's like Tom was trying to gauge from you. The condition of the key stars is going to determine the value, but a 68 set can sell, even in real rough condition, is $500, $600, and it can get up to several thousand. It's just going to all be determined by the grades of the key cards.
Correct. Yeah, very nice. Thanks for the call, Russ. Now we got three quick tweets here. Silverette from Twitter has a Super Bowl 20 program signed by Ditka, McMahon, and Peyton. So that's a good item. I think you're probably looking $300 to $500 on that item. Avi said he will not sell the Abreu. Card collector JR, so that's the T-Crown
awesome.
Thing. Avi, that away, Avi. Hang on to it, buddy. And then Scott from Twitter says he has an 8x10 picture with Mays and Monty Irvin both signed. Now, what do you think of that duo on a signed photo, Mays and Irvin together, Bill?
That's probably $150.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, so next on the line, we got to make it quick here. We're getting towards the end. Bill's on 294. What do you have there, Bill?
Walter Payton Memorial City Banner.
picked up, I think it was year 2000.
Ah, how big is that?
It's about 9 feet. It's about 3 by 9.
Hmm, that's cool. Now, did you work for the city? How'd you get that?
No, it was a city auction. Everybody was picking up banners for marathons and other sorts, and I was the only one hanging there waiting for the Walter Payton banner.
Wow, that's cool. Would you pay a couple hundred, maybe?
Just under four.
Just under four. I think you'll hold that. Would you put that in a Huggins and Scott auction, Bill?
Although that sounds like it should be hanging at Tea Crown with the hockey.
Yeah. No, I would really. That would be cool to have at Tea Crown. That really would. I'd love to have that there. But yeah, it's a neat item, Bill. Next on the line, time for one more quick one. Sorry, everybody else who's waiting. Ryan from Chesterton, real quick. What do you have?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I love the show. I got a Tommy Lasorda signed baseball and a Hideo Nomo signed baseball.
What does Hideo Nomo single sign go for, Bill Huggins? Have you seen any of those?
They used to get $100 to $150. They're probably about half that right now.
Yeah, and Lasorda probably in that same range.
Yeah.
Okay, time to do the drawing. We're already at the end of another show. The winner of the box of 2014 Top Series 2 Jumbo Baseball and 4 Leaf Football Blaster Boxes is...
John from Jacksonville, Florida.
Uh-oh.
Is the winner.
Uh-oh. Yes. Okay, now how does he get these, Vince?
John, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com with your basic information. I'll get back to you and we'll set it all up at your convenience. I'll get it to you, no charge.
And so you will ship it. Vince isn't driving to Florida unless, I don't know, it's good golfing down there, Vince. Bill Huggins, thanks for being with us. Another great show. Have a great week. And thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy the summer. Have a good week. See you next one.